Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Become Your Greatest Fan. We live in a world where it is rare for people to compliment and encourage others. Take a moment to think about your interactions in the last month. I bet you're like most people. You can count your compliments and acknowledgments on one hand. My straightforward advice is that for you to fill those shoes yourself. Don't depend upon others to be your cheerleader. You need to become your greatest fan and supporter. As you're learning in all of my lessons, there are literally hundreds of little things that go into achieving your personal best. You just cannot reasonably expect others to know all the little things you're doing each day and recognize you for them. Speaker and best-selling author Brian Tracy said, "You have to put in many, many, many tiny efforts that no one sees or appreciates before you achieve anything worthwhile." This is why it is up to you to recognize yourself for even your smallest of efforts. If you choose to exercise even though you didn't feel like doing it, look in the mirror, smile to yourself, and say, "Great job." If you have the propensity to make poor food choices, but today you made a good choice, tell yourself how happy you are about the decision you made. If you've been going the extra mile to really listen to make people feel important and not interrupt, then congratulate yourself on your progress. If you were proud of the way you handled a difficult situation, spend a few minutes and think about how you're growing as a person. If you've just achieved a personal goal, go to your favorite restaurant and celebrate. If you're working on being more likable and you leave a conversation feeling like you really connected with the other person, then give yourself a high five. If being friendly does not come natural to you, but today you pushed yourself to smile, make eye contact, and say hi to the store clerk, then reflect on that experience and push yourself to keep taking these baby steps each day. If your coworkers are speaking poorly of someone, and while you share their views, you withhold your comment, be proud of your restraint. There are numerous opportunities in the course of a normal day to do things that will make you a better person, a person worthy of achieving your goals. When you do these things, whether small or large, pat yourself on the back and give yourself the confidence to keep pushing. This is not about being prideful or egotistical. It's about acknowledging the good things you do and recognizing yourself for them. It's about being honest with yourself while at the same time being humble. To me, it's pretty simple. If you aren't saying positive and encouraging things to yourself, it will be hard for you to feel good about the person you're becoming. Remember, self-talk influences every aspect of our lives. Positive self-talk translates into positive self-esteem. Negative self-talk does just the opposite. You may want to reread my post titled, "The Power of Self-Talk, Being Honest with Ourselves, and I Said It and I Meant It," to reinforce how you are the one in control of this internal dialogue. If you are struggling right now today with a low self-image, I challenge you to write down everything you do in the course of the day that contributes to making you a better person. Carry a small pad of paper in your pocket, purse, or briefcase. If you open the door for someone, write it down. If you went out of your way to show your appreciation to someone, write it down. If you normally don't make your bed, but today you did, write it down. If you pushed yourself outside your comfort zone to make a call that you needed to make, write it down. If you took 30 minutes to read a book rather than watching TV, write it down. If you smiled and answered the phone with a friendly voice, write it down. If you showed up for the meeting prepared and on time, write it down. Set a goal to make a list of at least 10 things a day that you are proud to have accomplished. If you will do this for 21 straight days, I guarantee you that you will feel differently about yourself. You will have an improved attitude. You'll be happier. You'll have more confidence in your abilities. You'll be more motivated and inspired to work toward reaching your long-term goals. So, will you take me up on my challenge? Is how you feel about yourself important enough to make this list for 21 days in a row? If this is the case, don't go to bed this evening until you've written down 10 positive things, however small they may be. as I described in my post, Accelerating Your Success, your ultimate success will come from the compounding effect of doing all the little things you do on a daily basis to get better. And remember, if you look to others for words of encouragement and praise, you won't find them. Instead, look to yourself.